Let freedom clean. Let freedom clean.
Hey, John, do you like soaps?
Love it.
Do you love our military?
Sir, yes, sir.
Oh, man, do I have a company for you. Hero Soap Company.
Oh, you mean the all-natural, no chemicals, fragrances, or dyes?
Oh, that's the one.
No parabens found in many mainline soaps. Parabens, according to the FDA, are found in breast biopsies with cancer and cause male reproductive issues.
Oh, no!
What's the problem?
Oh, yeah. And with every subscription, this purchase will donate one soap. So that means when you get a soap, they send a soap overseas to our troops. Gives them some peppermint cool to tingle their nuts for the first time during their deployment. And a portion of sales also go to Operation Finally Home, which helps build homes for veterans in need.
Subscribe and get soap straight to your door every month, hassle-free and contract-free.
And for right now, Hero Soaps is having our fans get 10% off their purchase when you use the promo code BIGFOOT. That's right, guys. 10% off when you use the promo code BIGFOOT at checkout.
So, BIGFOOT, if you get a subscription, you get to donate to some troops in need.
Oh, yeah. Let freedom clean, guys.
Damn. There go BIGFOOT. What about BIGFOOT?
What about him?
BIGFOOT.
What about him?
Based just like on their music, they're supposed to like dumb us down, basically.
Not dumb us down. They're supposed to come, sing their songs, get super big, bigger than any band in the world, and then have influence on the youth. Like, oh, hey, LSD is awesome. You should try it. And that would lead to the kids rebelling against the parents who don't want them to do LSD, thus breaking down the socialism or the social.
There, there definitely was like a huge point in history where kids just didn't want to be like their parents anymore. You know what I mean? For a long time, it was like everybody, kind of just tucks in their shirt and wears ties everywhere and has to dress all fancy and shit. And then, you know, like music, you know, the Beatles, Led Zeppelin and shit, all this shit comes out. Well, like, the Beatles in the late 50s, they were pretty, you know, well dressed. They got their little haircut, their little bowl cut type deal, and then eventually, you know, they started doing some weird shit. You know what I mean? Which was very influential. You know what I mean? Maybe it was just the drugs themselves that they took, and then made them want to fucking wear hippie
shit. And
that
was the point. Like, the point was for them to come all preppy, they'll be here, sing their songs, and then eventually start the LSD process, start drug use, start the rebel against everything kind of process. They're said to be a part of the Illuminati. That's the only reason that they came up to power. Many people point pictures that give them like, if you look up a picture of them promoting Yellow Submarine, Paul and John are said to be like doing symbols, and that's supposed to be a symbol of Illuminati.
Oh wow. With all the weird shit that has been going on with the Beatles since the beginning of the Beatles, you know what I mean? All this, you know, false Paul, previous episode.
Yeah.
You know, the previous Paul McCartney episode. Died. You know, that was some weird stuff. Maybe they did have some, you know, government assistance, Illuminati assistance to get, you know, rise to their powers. Like I said, like in the late 50s, they were like kind of that preppy, kind of cleaned up, you know, and then they started doing some weird, like what am I trying to say? Experimental music, you know what I mean? That actually was good music to who, the people that liked it. They, you know, agreed. But even as much as a fan as I am of the Beatles, they do have some weird ass fucking music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's very psychedelic, very trippy. That's what the whole water is. That's what they're supposed to get the kids to think outside the box and experiment and then. The counterculture to take down the system from within. They wanted us to crumble as the United States so Illuminati can come in and rise a new power. And they did it through popular culture.
I can definitely see that, like, you know, them trying it. I don't think it really worked. Obviously, the counterculture, that's happened to every generation, I feel like, you know, from our grandparents to from our parents to us to our children, you know, eventually. I feel like, you know, they're just all different generations, especially in the past 20 years. This had nothing to do with the Beatles, but like the past 20 years, the advancement of, you know, technology and just everything, you know, you could see everything on your phone, Instagram, man, you could see shit in fucking Russia right now if you wanted to, you know? So just like the ability to see all this stuff and to be influenced, you know, like, you know, back then it was mostly music and movies. Music, you know, everybody.
The covers of their albums.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, album art was huge. That was like the most reason why people even bought their albums, or, you know, more than likely. So it's.
Yeah, I mean, people that they were the subtleness in there was the stuff like the cover for. The Lonely Hearts Club has a bunch of people that were connected to quote unquote the Illuminati. Yesterday, today's album, the really weird one with them with doll parts. That has that has a bunch of doll dismemberment, which is said to be one of the Illuminati's thing is child sacrifice. So they're people are hinting that they had images throughout their album stuff with.
I could definitely see that being, you know, a possibility. Just with the heavy influence they got and how big they got, how fast they got, you know, I could see the Illuminati, you know, helping them get to that point. I do.
Never was that. Like, they were just the Beatles one day in Liverpool to the fucking hottest thing in the world, people crying when they came off the plane. Like.
Yeah, they were the biggest things. They're bigger than Jesus. You know what I mean? That's a fact.
According to John Coleman, they probably weren't even, you know, from Liverpool. They probably like one gig. And they're like, hey, you want this? And they're like, yeah. And you go, now you're big.
Yeah, that's weird, huh? I definitely think that the music industry is shady at any point of the of the music industry, you know, since the beginning of music, there's been, you know, a shady industry. So it's, I definitely think that there is other people pushing other stuff, you know what I mean? Even to this day, there's higher powers, not no gods and nothing, but there's people of influence that are definitely, you know, because let's say the radio, for instance, you know, rap music at this point in time is probably the worst it's ever been. It doesn't really, apparently doesn't require as much as it did back in the day. You know what I mean? People were like really trying to put their lyrics in, and, you know, now it's just more like produced beats. People just say whatever the fuck they want on them and everybody loves it. You know what I mean? But like back then it was like people were into the music, what it had to say and how it made you feel and all this. So it's, it's very interesting to hear that, you know, maybe the Beatles were just kind of manufactured into their stardom, you know?
Manufactured. And yeah, back in the day, music was literally, there was hardly, TV was barely new. You listened to the album, you listened to the radio, you listened to that was your everything. Like,
yeah.
Music for kids was their everything, and this was the perfect way for Illuminati to come in and disrupt shit, because, hey, it had the counterculture happened. People rebelled. People had protests. People were divided in this country at that time. So their plan probably don't have. Somebody probably came in, took over, threw over the thing, and that's why we have the Illuminati here. He's so powerful.
I wonder how we get into the Illuminati. You know, how do we get this podcast big? That's what I'm, you know.
We have to sacrifice some babies. Probably, you know, devil time. We need to get about trillions of dollars, and we have dirt on people. So let's get on that. What part do you want to do? You want to sell your soul to the devil? You want to? What do you want to do? You want to sacrifice the babies? What do you want to do?
I'd say we stay away from the babies.
Fine, fuck it, I'll do it.
I might be willing to sell my soul. You know, give me a bazillion views. You know, let's make some money off this.
Let's make some money.
I'm already past 27, you know what I mean? So I'm not going to be joining that club. But I also may get into a gruesome car accident that decapitates me or something, you know what I mean? Who knows?
Hey, it comes with the territory, man. It comes with being part of the Illuminati.
Yeah, just the price you gotta pay.
You get the sweet, but you also gotta get the tower. Don't be fucking greedy. It's not all sweet all the time.
Yeah,
you might piss off the wrong Illuminati guy, and you might die.
You do got a point. Holy shit.
They made a market into the United States, and the Beatles are the ones that did it.
So she is the LSD manufacturer?
Yeah, and she's like, you know what, gentlemen? I need you to do it for your country. Go sell me my shit. Yes, mother, we'll do it. We'll sing about the yellow submarines and stuff like that.
Do you think maybe even the Rolling Stones have this kind of deal, too? Oh, okay, so the Stones and the Beatles beef had nothing to do with any of this?
No. You got the first guys are the Beatles, and then one got influenced, thus, you know, the Stones. There you go. Bing, bang, zoom. You got people taking LSD, and Mama in throne is making pink.
So you think, like, Buckingham Palace is just one giant LSD lab?
Shit.
So she has like different wings for different drugs, like the West Wing is cocaine, East Wing is heroin.
Yeah, she's the manufacturer of Molly in the United States.
She is like very old, isn't she? I'm sure she, you know, she's had time to plan stuff, you know.
Yeah, you're never too old for the game. She's in it for life.
she's the Al Chapo of the. East.
She just walks in like with her crown and those two little fucking dogs. Walks in all cool. The one person looks at her wrong and she fucking pistol whips him.
Damn, that would be really fucking crazy if she was really a drug kingpin.
Yeah, and she went to her top secret and she's like, put me a band together and give me those drugs. I'll play the long game. I'm sure mid-60s fine, but you can get them in there and we get these drugs.
This one's kind of blowing my mind. I'm like, this, you know, I can see it. I feel like it would take a lot of money and just effort, and everybody has to be on the same page at all the time. You know what I mean? Like, that's...
What if Paul didn't, you know, play the game right?
Yeah, that's why he got the... They had to take his head.
He got the car accident and
knocked out. Off with his head. God, this is it is slightly believable. I just think it would be hard to have everybody on the same page at the same time and nothing get out. You know what I mean? That's kind of like the fake moon landing or whatever. It's that would require so much people to have to be a part of it, to building the set, to like producing it, to working the cameras, and like editing. Like there must be thousands of people involved, and then for none of them to say anything, that's just kind of a little odd. You know what I mean? This is like fucking Todd over here. You remember what happened to Todd?
Hey, F1, just conveniently, three of the four original are quote unquote dead. You know, Paul got his ass whacked and got replaced. John, you know, you think it was the assassinator? No, it was the Queen. She pissed him off.
The Queen popped John Lennon.
And you know, George just had to go.
Yeah, the long game.
He played the long game. I'm okay. It's Queen, whatever you want.
Well, especially Ringo, he was arguably the least talented. So he was just along for the ride, you know what I mean? Hey, I'll take these photos.
I get honeys and I get fucking a deal out of it. Sure, I'll sell your LSD for the Queen.
He gets honeys and money and he's set.
Honeys and money. He gets to sell the LSD.
So what all this came down to was the Queen of England being a drug kingpin. If either of us die soon, you know why the Queen's after us.
The other one was naughty, but I found this one that just made me laugh, and I wanted to put this one out there. But the Illuminati one's a little dark. This one's a little awesome.
Yeah, slightly more fun than the Illuminati. I mean, she definitely could be a part of the Illuminati still. She's probably the leader of that shit.
There's a leader, man. There's a leader. And I'll tell you who the leader is coming up.
Who's that?
Well, you gotta ask the question, man.
Oh, okay. What about Bigfoot?
Bigfoot's the leader of the Illuminati.
Oh, my goodness. Holy man. I totally did not see that coming. So like the Beatles were Bigfoot's idea?
Yeah. He's just sitting there chilling. He's like, yeah, I have an idea. LSD, break down it. Send me some hot boys. One of them hot boys.
What if Bigfoot is the Queen of England?
Oh, and the other lady's just a facade.
Like she's 142 years old, you know what I mean? You know, that definitely could be Bigfoot.
She looks 142 years old.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That lady will not die.
Yeah, fuck. You know why? She's hopped up on all those fucking pills. She's got the big... You know Mama Tastes her product? She ain't no Mama Tastes.
She's just doing all kinds of meth behind the closed doors, you know? Every time she dies of old age, they just give her meth and she comes back. Oh, okay, yeah.
Give her a little PCP and she's like,
She's such a sweet old lady. And like, just thinking about all this is making it so much funnier. Drug kingpin.
You think she's a nice old lady? Fuck that. She's a queen of England. You know, she's probably, you know, rod-dogging guys who are fucking 27 and, you know, drinking and smoking and fucking cussing everyone out comes over there. She's a cranky old lady.
What about... This is a great episode. Okay. I'm glad this is where we went, you know. This is the route we took with the Beatles, you know, possibly being a manufactured band.
Yeah, and in two ways. They could either been, you know, the dark way, or they could been, you know, drug mules of the epic proportions.
Yeah, so they so all this led to, you know, somebody creating the Beatles to influence America to do drugs.
Take the drugs.
Eventually.
Yes.
Because I kind of do feel like above that, all the generations before that, they were all kind of like the same. You know what I mean? Everybody had to be shaved and no fucking beards. And you get a haircut and you dress nice and you wear a suit and tie. And you
wear a suit on a plane.
You fucking don't talk back. You know what I mean? And then, you know, Beatles come out slanging them drugs. And all of a sudden, everybody wants long hair and beards and like, fuck you, I'm wearing jeans now. You know? It's like.
I'm wearing denim.
Yeah. I'm wearing denim and tie dye now, Dad.
Yeah, Dad. You can't control me, Dad.
You know.
I'm going to San Francisco.
Because it was like for the most part, you know, every war that happened, most of America supported it. Like, oh yeah, war. Yeah. Let's go defeat Germany or whatever. And then like.
Let's go defeat Korea.
You know, and then like Korea, Nam comes around, and then all these hippies. I was like, yo, that's a kind of a stupid thing to do, you know? So I think it may have worked, just because we're not all the same, like, one-minded, kind of wear a suit and tie, you know, kind of guy, country, you know? But I think that the drugs actually made us more woke, you know, kind of like the... When the CIA used, you know... drugs too, that when they're testing drugs on people and they made LSD, apparently they made it, not the Queen of England, I mean, but okay, they made it and like and eventually made these people woke, you know what I mean, kind of like open up their eyes and they're like, oh, this is kind of stupid and this is what, you know, this is what we should be doing, this is how we should be living, you know. So in a way I think they kind of lost but they kind of won, you know what I mean? So it's like, what were they really going for? You know, what did their plan succeed, or was this kind of?
Really, did they eliminate something secretive? They probably did win, and we just don't know the.
Definitely.
We had some fun today.
A fun topic.
England, you know,
fun topic.
Drug mule, drug kingpin. But you know what else you can have some fun on this podcast? Listen to us every week and you subscribe on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, rate us 5-star, give us a comment below. You can give us suggestions just like fun ones like this on our email at whataboutbigfoot@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And a very special thanks to Hero Soap Company for sponsoring this video. Subscribe, get 10% off, and use the promo code Bigfoot at checkout. So check it out. Get some great soaps for a great cause. HeroSoapCompany.com. Use the promo code Bigfoot. Till next time, guys. I'm Dude. He's
Jake.